Hi, good morning everyone. This is TY in-house. I'd like to continue my sharing on the HR Digital Transformation Part 3. These 5 things is adding more insight from my previous podcast is about the first is a personalization. So this technique is, it might be good for us to how to personalize HR services and communicate to individuals' needs, and of course it is depend on the preference of employees. It will be impactful to the employees on how they use the tools, software, or application that we provide for them. The second is continuous feedback. So during that time, implementation of course need the improvement in continuous improvement of that one. So implement the system for continuous feedback and perform management to foster a culture of ongoing learning and development on that. So it is also make us better and better. The third one is about the compliance and legal consolidation. So of course, as I mentioned before about the cyber securities, and then it might be related with the HR data management, privacy and security is supposed to be updated on a compliant and legal consideration. And the third one is about the how we evaluate and select the HR technologies vendors very carefully, because as I mentioned to you guys in my first insight is about the alignment with the business. Of course it is supposed to be the vendors that you engage with ensure the alignment with business needs and scalability. Courses depend on your scale of organization. It's maybe 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000, and maybe more than 10,000 people who are a part of the your team members. And if you are talking about the system, so of course, so most of the company has the ERP system, so enterprise resource or CRM system. So integration with the business system is very important. Integrated the HR system with other business system, especially in ERP system, to streamline processes and to enhance the data sharing across the organization. I think this is my third part to add an insight on digital transformation processes. It's about the let me summarize. It's personalization, and then we continuous feedback, it's compliance and legal consolidation, and the vendor management, and then the last one is integration with the business the system, especially for ERP system. This is my third part of my sharing. So I hope you guys more details on insight on how to conduct the HR digital transformation process. So have a great and weekend. Then learn more, do more, and read better. TY, in-house.